Welcome back, Sip listeners. This is D-Mage, and I'm here from Technology Espresso with another STEAM information podcast. And today I'm talking about the messages that we send our girls about math and science, and how a lot of times we've heard that there's mixed messages being sent to young girls when it comes to their capabilities of being able to be just as good at math and sciences as boys are. And I came across an interesting article by Kelly Wallace, and it says the boys are better at math mindset creates gender gap in sciences. And the myth that you are either good at math or you aren't discourages girls, says a Stanford professor. The dry procedural way math is taught also turns off girls. And she happens to be a mom of two and wanted to see if she was saying something to her daughters that shouldn't be said so that she doesn't fall under that category of sending girls mixed messages. And so it goes into referencing another article, Calling All Moms, Stop Saying That, by Nicole Bryan, a vice president of product management for a technology firm, wrote that she initially was thinking about the messaging that we give to our daughters about math after she volunteered to help with math enrichment at her daughter's school. She was very surprised to learn only two of the eight kids in her daughter's fourth grade class identified as having a significant aptitude for math were girls. When she asked friends who were raised in India if the ratio there was pretty much even in advanced math classes, they said yes. So how do we teach girls to be confident like other countries? And while Brian said in her family there was absolute insistence that she was as good at math as her brother, she remembers certain messages suggesting otherwise, such as her mom deferring to her dad when it came to math, but not when it came to reading or writing. When you only see 25% of an advanced math class comprised of girls, it raises questions if things have really changed enough, she wrote. Are we parents, both mothers and fathers, doing enough to keep our girls in math? She went on to state how she's been thinking a lot of it lately because she's a mother of two girls at the ages of, the girls are 8 and 10, and who both are good at math, but rarely name it as one of their favorite subjects. We know how important it is to get more girls interested in STEM, she says, of course, the science, technology, engineering, and math, to not only provide them with innovative and well-paying career opportunities in a highly competitive world, but also to bring diversity to those fields. While women took home 57% of bachelor degrees in all fields in 2013, women earned just 43% of the degrees in math and just 19% of the degrees in engineering and computer science, according to the National Girls Collaborative Project. One big reason why more women aren't lining up to enter STEM fields and become engineers and scientists is math, said Joe Baller, a professor of mathematics education at Stanford. I can't tell you how many women, undergraduates at Stanford and others I've spoken to, said to me I was going to go into science engineering, but I didn't because of math, said Baller during an interview. Part of the reason is the messaging that they get at school and home. Many parents believe you can either do math or you can't, and they'll say that to their kids. Oh, you've got the math gene, or tell them they don't have it, she said. We know that when mothers tell their daughters, I wasn't good at math in school, their daughter's achievement goes down, she said. Brian, who has two kids herself, a 10-year-old daughter and 12-year-old daughter, two kids, a 10-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son, believes that a lot of women don't realize the messages they are sending to their daughters. After reading her post, one mom told her, "Guilty as charged, I'm doing things differently with girl number two." Even if you don't actually understand your children's math homework, Brian suggests you guide your kids to resources to help them. It's not that you can't say, "Hey, let's work through this together and solve it as a team." Just never start with, "I'm no good at it." That is a very different message than, "Hey, let's figure this out together." But this widespread myth of the math person extends far beyond the home and into classrooms across the country, said Bowler. I'm sure many of you have either been told math was for you or it wasn't. If you are a woman and you struggle with math while growing up, you probably came across a teacher at some point who told you not to worry, that math wasn't for you, and that English was your subject. I taught Stanford young women and many other women as well who has said that to me. But you don't have to continue to send that message. It's fine to say, "We can work through this." You can Google the problem. You can go through the sources that they have where they're learning the different subjects and equations and just work through it. And that then will build that confidence that the girls can work through this just like any other subject. So I would love to hear your thoughts on if you agree that it not only is happening in our schools, but some of these subtle messages are even starting at the home, as mothers are saying, "Oh, go ask your father to help you with math," or "Go ask your dad to help you with science." Or you can send us an email at technologyexpresso@gmail.com or shoot us a tweet, tech_expresso. That's TECH_EXPRESSO. And thanks for listening to our sip of the day, and look forward to you joining me back again tomorrow. Have a good day.
You have been listening to Technology Expresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyexpresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.